It's good.
It is all good.
It's all good in the hood, buddy. You ready, ready?
I'm ready soon.
Number 99.
Daddy's always ready.
Alrighty. Let's do this. 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, get yourself together for the
intro. It's myself, Mr. B, and by my side, Mr. A. What's up, buddy?
What up, my brother? What up, what up?
What's up, what's up? How you doing this fine evening?
This fine evening is going fine.
It's going fine, yes, sir.
It's going fine, know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what up, ROTPOD people?
Let's see what this is. Weather. Stop picking it up.
Wah, wah, wah.
Let me try it again. You ready? Weather.
It's 57 degrees and clear in Albuquerque.
Oh, yeah, 57 degrees, buddy.
Oh, it doesn't feel like 57, man. It feels still like 70 low.
It is, huh? It's kind of warm.
Warmage.
Warmage. We got the warmage out there in the weather right now. It's coming your way.
It's all warmage.
The warmage. The warmage. The warmage. The warmageness.
The warmageness is all up in this ABQ 505 tonight.
Oh, yeah. Right now, doing episode
99.
Ow! Yeah,
doing what I'm talking about.
Doing it big.
Yep, ABQ. Daddy's doing it big tonight.
Yep. We're glad to gone this far. 99. Let's keep on going. Just enjoy doing it. Enjoy talking tech and talking smack to everybody. Right.
Talking all that smack. Smack it up.
Smack it up. Yep. Yeah, son.
Suck good.
Suckatash, buddy. Suckatash. And we'll start off with today, all the way up till October 31st, you'll be getting a double XP in Call of Duty Ghost and Call of Duty Black Ops 2, buddy.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
Sizzle.
Yep. So, yeah, if you're getting into your Call of Duty, either Ghost or Black Ops 2, then you'll be getting double XP points.
Tear it up, like Mr. B a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I've been never getting...
Tearing up all them young blood.
I've been playing a lot of Ghost lately, so I'm getting into that and leveling up and ranking up and getting more guns, more weapons, more... Just all kinds of stuff, man. It's pretty good, man. Doing pretty good. Yep. Guns like this. Yeah, start screaming. Yep. Yeah, so up to October 31st, you'll be getting double XP, my man.
Double X it up.
Yeah, have you been playing anything, Mr. A?
No, I've been too busy watching The Walking Dead, son.
Oh, yeah, what season you on?
Yeah, season 3, episode 9, I think.
Season 3, episode 9?
Yes, sir.
Pretty good, pretty good.
For sure, man, we're getting there. It's getting more interesting, man. I can't stop watching it. It's just so catchy, and I don't know. I just have to watch more. Every time the episode ends, it's like, already?
So you like it?
Let me start the next one real quick before I crash out. then the next one, and sure enough, it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, shit.
Oh, snap.
So you like The Walking Dead, huh? You wish you would have watched it earlier?
Yes, sir. I wish I would caught up to this point right now, present time. No, I'm getting there. I'm getting there for show.
Yep. So, yeah.
For Rizad.
Speaking about movies, Fast and Furious 7. They're not going to call it Fast and Furious. They're going to call it Furious 7.
Ooh, Furious 7. Isn't it the sixth one like that?
No, the sixth one is... The sixth one is just called Fast and Furious, remember? They didn't have six at the end of it.
Cool. Oh, I can't wait for it, man. I can't wait.
Yep. It says here's a little post from Fast and Furious FB page.
Uh-huh.
It says, the road to Furious 7 starts here. Because of our fans, our saga has grown bigger and better with every chapter. In just 7 days, we will reveal the first trailer for our next installment, Furious 7. And they said this is going to be one of the best Fast and Furious movies ever.
It better.
Better be. No,
it looks like it already, though, from the pictures of it.
Yeah. I do kind of think it should be real good, just because Paul Walker's not going to be here.
Oh, yeah. I heard they were going to use his twin brother.
They were going to use his brother, and then they're going to do a CGI in some parts, yeah.
That's cool, though. Yeah. I like that.
You like it?
Huh? I like it a lot.
I like it a lot.
Yes, sir. I love Fast and Furious, man. I got to have all 5 of them. I still need to get the 6th one. What a loser. But I'm getting there. Almost got the full collection.
You don't have the 6th one?
No, I don't. Hey. Stop it right now.
No. Do you know what's good, though?
Don't do that.
Do you know what's good? Do you know what should
what's
be done?
What's good, my brother?
Xbox One price cut by $50 in the U.S. for Christmas.
Oh, so instead of how much, it's now what?
Instead of doing $400, it's going to be $350.
I thought it was, it was $499 with the Kinect, huh?
Yeah, then it was $400 without the Kinect. So with the $50 price drop, it's going to be $350 or $450 with the Kinect.
$450 with the Kinect. I don't think I need the Kinect just yet. Just go with the $350 pumpkin.
Yeah. Yep, if you, but it,
awesome.
But the people that have the Kinects, they usually say that the Kinect is good. It's really good to have it just because of the voice commands, and you could tell the Xbox One to turn off, turn on volume, change channel, and all that.
Does your TV have to be compatible with it, though?
No, it just connects to the Xbox One, and the Xbox One handles everything. Everything plugs into the Xbox One.
Oh, so you could have the old school bubble looking TV and it'll still power it on for you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bubble
like
TV.
Brought back from the future.
Yep.
The future is now. Dun, dun, dun. If the future is now, what is the future of tomorrow?
I don't know, man.
Oh, shit. I just got goosebumps just for saying that.
You got goosebumps?
No, I didn't get goosebumps, man. I'm not no goose. I got people bumps.
Geese, people bumps. That's a long time joke, huh? That's a joke from a long time ago. People bumps. No, that's from people that one bumps. Movie, that cartoon, huh?
Yes, sir.
What was that? That wolf
I got
movie?
Them peep bumps.
What was that movie called?
I don't know. My mind is gone blank. I am drifting off into the Netherlands.
Quote from. What was that? What was a quote again? People bumps, huh?
The quarter game people bumps?
People bumps. Balto is from Balto. Remember Balto?
Oh, yeah, that goose.
Yeah.
The big old goose, the gooseneck bastard. No, I'm
kidding. Yeah.
I was kidding, he's not a D word. He's cool.
They're still talking about the Xbox One. Launching on November 3rd, a Call of Duty Advanced Warfare Xbox One bundle will include a 1 terabyte hard drive, custom console, and controller, plus a digital copy of the game for $450.
Damn, 1 terabyte hard drive?
Yep. With a custom console and controller.
That's a lot of space.
Yep. I think
I'm never going to go to sleep if I had that.
Yep. I think the regular one that came with it was like a 500 gig.
Oh, yeah.
So, bam, they just bumped you up, buddy.
They doubled that.
Double it.
Double it up. Double them up like them XP, son.
Yes, sir. Up to Halloween.
Yeah.
Halloweeny.
They're doing it big. Do it big for October.
Do it big.
All up in your ear holes, doing it big.
And another one, Joke Wi-Fi Network delays international flight for 4 hours. So this, in the airport in Los Angeles, somebody's Wi-Fi network, you know how you can name your Wi-Fi?
Uh-huh.
Somebody named their Wi-Fi network Al-Qaeda Free Terror Network. Crazy guy.
Suckers. Crazy. Dumb. So how much did they get? Did they get fined?
It doesn't say anything.
Damn, that's crazy. Stupid. crazy person.
This is after further investigation, it was determined that no crime was committed and no further action will be taken.
Oh, man, they should have fined him for pranking the airport.
Probably.
You're going to take your driver's license away for like a month.
Take your Wi-Fi away from you.
Snatch it up,
yep. So, yeah, yes, after...
But at least it's not as bad as this. These officers, they seized $67,200 worth of marijuana at the border.
What?
Yep, U.S. Customs at Border Protection field officers working in Santa Teresa port of entry seized 84 pounds of marijuana with an estimated street value of $67,000, according to the CBP release.
What?
The seize took place about 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. Pulled over a 2002 Volvo 240 that entered the port from Mexico for extra security.
What?
Yep. Officer arrested a 28-year-old David Humbert.
Humbert.
Yep, from Chihuahua. Chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Oh, yeah, from Mexico.
Chihuahua City, Mexico, and turned him over to the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, HSI, agents to face charges associated with the failed smuggling attempt. Sucker.
Stay away from Humbergs, buddy.
Yes, sir. This guy wasn't as smooth as We Are the Millers.
We're the Millers. Oh, yeah. In that big old RV, huh?
Yep, that was a good movie.
That movie is good. It's funny. That lady does real good in there. What was her name? From Friends?
Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston. Friends. That's the only movie that comes quickly to my head. Or TV show. Friends.
I think of Leprechaun, the first one.
Leprechaun?
Yeah, Leprechaun, the original one, the first one. She was in there.
Really?
Yes, sir. She's all in her Levi's jacket and tight jeans.
was she all young in that one?
Huh?
Was she all young in that one?
Yep, it was just a young pup.
Young pup.
A young little kitten.
Young little kitten. Well, this...
Yep.
Well, this one lady, Kim Kardashian, she says she loves her BlackBerry so much, she stays with the BlackBerry... Was it the BlackBerry Bold?
Mm-hmm.
She says she only uses the iPhones for the camera. But if
she only uses the iPhone for the camera?
For the camera, yeah. But she says she loves a BlackBerry for emails and just like probably like business type.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, so BlackBerry is... They said they're gonna pay her to promote BlackBerry.
Nah, she's just saying that.
She just wants your money.
She's a gold digger.
Oh,
sucker.
Yeah. So she says she has three extra BlackBerry bowls just in case one of them goes out. And then the only way she buys them is she's gotta look on eBay because they don't sell them in stores no more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so she's got three extras, and she picks them up on eBay.
Oh, that's cool, I guess.
Saving money.
You know, BlackBerry lover.
BlackBerry lover.
BlackBerry. I heard they are pretty good for business-type work stuff.
Yeah, especially the keyboard.
They got Windows, and they got good controlling with all that stuff.
Especially with the keyboard.
Yeah, with the keyboard and everything.
Everything. I think we found our show title, buddy.
What's your show title?
BlackBerry Lover.
BlackBerry Lover.
BlackBerry Lover.
Get your BlackBerries, your lovers. That don't make no sense.
No, you're crazy, buddy.
Stupid.
You're crazy.
It's not stupid like this, though. It's just crazy. These army army troops isolated after Africa duty tour. Yep. An army two-star general and 11 of his staffs are being isolated at the base in Italy upon return from... serving in the West Africa to help the Ebola fight. So now, this guy and his crew are being isolated for 21 days to help make sure that they're all good and clear.
Oh, snap.
Oh, shit, yep. Him and his group, his people. Like, nope, you guys are not clear to go. You guys can't go back home just yet. You gotta wait another 21 days. Gotta do some tests. Gotta check you clean.
His entourage.
Entourage.
Damn.
Dang.
Here's a quick fact. Here's a quick fact for you. Ready?
Yes, sir.
The average person spends 2 weeks of their life waiting at traffic lights.
Traffic? I don't wait at traffic lights. I have a bicycle.
Well, then it's 1 year and 11 months then for you.
One year and 11 months at traffic lights?
Yep.
I don't see traffic lights. I'm a jaywalker or a jaystroll. I just cruise across the streets that I want. I do as I please.
Oh, man. You're a gangster, buddy.
There ain't no light that can hold this.
That can hold my bicycle.
Ain't no light can restrict me. I'm good like that, know what I'm saying?
It gets all mad, huh?
Can't tell me what to do, light. I do my own thing. I do it big.
Do it big.
I do it big like the ROTPOD.
What? Facebook it. Son. Son. Son.
Anyways, in other stories.
Do it.
Do it big like the casinos. They're offering all kinds of sweets and treats for Halloween. All the nearby casinos.
For anybody?
Like at Santa. Huh?
For anybody?
No, just for the adults. Like the stage at Santa Ana Star Casino welcome party goers to the Gates Halloween party with DJ Icy.
Oh, snap.
The Heavenly Sinful Halloween party kicks off at 9 p.m. Saturday. And they also got a party costume entry contest. And top prize is $1,000. 1G, son.
1G.
Yep, general admission is $35 a person or $60 a couple, or VIP tickets for $100.
Man, it's all going all out now.
Yep, and then head over to Route 66 for a sexy Halloween fun. The Envy Nightclub is presenting Playboy's Forbidden Fantasy Halloween Celebration that kicks off at 8 p.m.
set. Whoa, easy.
Whoa, if you need to get your kicks and gear, head over to Route 66 or just chill down and come over to the Downs Racetrack and Casino Halloween Boobash. They're also having a Halloween contest for $1,250 in prizes, with $250 going to each winner for the five different categories. The funniest, the scariest, most creative, best couple costumes, as well as the surprise category. Halloween themed food and drinks and events are free. Just gotta call up and check it out. It'll be held from 8 p.m. to midnight Thursday.
Cool. Downs at the Downs?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Or you can go over to the Sandio Resort Casino for the Devil's Delight.
Oh, snap.
Dress up, paint your face, and get your scare on. The casino encourages. The top three costumes will share in $2,500. Boom! Damn.
Cool.
Yes, sir. The fun begins at 9 p.m. and lasts until 1 a.m. Advance tickets are $20 at Sandia Casino Resort box office. Then they also have some at Sky City Casino, Dancing Eagle Casino, and whatnot. All the nearby casinos are partying it up, son.
So go get your treats.
Hit them up.
Go get your treats and goodies.
Go get your goodies
like tomorrow, Tuesday, October 28th, new Blu-ray and DVD releases, Deliver Us From Evil.
Ooh, done.
Behaving Badly, Prince, Good People, Free Fall, Down and Dangerous, Beethoven's Treasure Tale. Yes, sir. Yeah, not too really popular ones coming out tomorrow, but there are new releases coming out tomorrow.
Cool.
What about music? Want to do music?
Some music, yep.
Okay, week of October 28th, Taylor Swift, 1989, it's called. Get your Taylor Swift on, buddy.
Get it on.
The Flaming Lips. Get your Flaming Lips. Get your Flaming Lips, Mr. A.
Oh, Flaming Lips. I said fling. Like fling.
Fling. Flinging lips. Flaming Lips, buddy. Flaming Lips. Another one is Rancid.
Rancid.
Rancid?
Rancid.
Manson? Rancid.
Oh, Marilyn Manson?
Rancid.
Get in.
Led Zeppelin. Next one, buddy. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Jerry Lee Lewis. Zeppelin. Run the Jewels. Hardcore rap, buddy. Can't handle this. Run the Jewels. let's see what else. Medicine, Home Everywhere, pop music, buddy.
Medicine, is that the group name, Medicine?
Yeah, Medicine.
I never heard of Medicine.
Well, now you did. Listen, buddy, listen to
it. Is it the hardcore rock or the punk stuff?
It's the punk stuff.
Just a bunch of punks put some stuff together?
Punks put together. Yep, man. If you're looking for some R&B, check out Jagged Edge.
Jagged it up.
Just going down the list. Going down the list, there's not too many, just a bunch of indie bands.
Indie bands, cool.
Indie bands. And if you guys know rock, Black Veil Brides.
Yeah.
Rock and roll.
Next story.
That's hardcore, brother.
That's hardcore, man. Next door, Alienware 13 and Graphics Amplifier. It was a gaming laptop combined with a powerful, easy-to-use laptop. So a gaming laptop with a good, how can I say, a powerful laptop combined with a gaming laptop.
Nice. I like it.
Because sometimes they only build gaming laptops to play for games.
Yep.
And then sometimes I build laptops that aren't good for games, but this one has both.
Cool. That's awesome.
And it's going to be available October 28th, Tuesday, tomorrow.
Oh, shit. And this laptop. Get your gaming on.
Yep, this laptop is pretty good, man.
Man.
And it's going to cost around $1,700, buddy.
Dang. $1,700?
Yep. 6 or 8 cores, liquid cooling, and a high-end graphics card from NVIDIA or AMD, and more.
Damn. That's some mad gaming stuff right there.
Yep.
Right there.
The size of a laptop, too, instead of carrying around one of those big old desktops.
Yep,
this was just a laptop.
Cool. That's cray-cray.
Cray-cray, buddy.
Aliens, man. They're creeping into our appearance slowly and more.
More and more. You ready for another fact? Ready for another fact?
Fact me, son.
Before rubber, people used bread to erase pencil marks.
Bread?
Yeah.
Bah.
Bah,
Shana.
give me some bread. Give me the bread.
Hurry up. Give me that bread. I don't make a mistake again.
Yo.
That's cool, man. That's cool. But that's cool. Like this guy, UNM grad student hopes to move to Mars and live his life out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's crazy. Many may find getting off the ground a little tougher than previously thought, according to researchers at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. But Mr. Gallegos, who graduated with honors from UNM in 2010 with a bachelor's degree, is not worried. Now working on a master's in the geochemistry of water, as in pertains to water on Mars. He plans to pursue a PhD in related fields. He would like nothing more than to spend his life doing research on Martian soil.
Pretty good.
Yes, he's going to become a Martian, son.
And he said, where is he going to school at?
He's in Massachusetts now. He graduated from UNM, though.
Nice.
In 2010.
Pretty good.
Yes, sir. Also, speaking of colleges, Colorado State gets a $2 million to work on Ebola vaccine. Fort Collins, Colorado researchers at Colorado State University has been picked to help develop a vaccine to prevent people from being affected by Ebola.
Nice.
Yep, the university said Monday that its biopharmaceutical manufacturing and academic research center has been awarded a $2 million Department of Defense contract for the work. The main purpose of development? A vaccine to protect soldiers from Ebola and other deadly viruses, including the Marburg viruses. However, the university said that it could eventually also be used to treat others in case in an outbreak.
Man, so they got a million? Did you say a million dollars?
$2 million.
$1 million.
Damn, just like that. Colleges are pimped out with cash to help save lives.
Just like that other charity we were talking about, trying to raise money to to find a cure for the Ebola.
Oh, yeah.
They should just all work together and put their money together.
Yep, put it all together and get all them nerdy science together and boom, knock it out like Einstein.
Yep, before everybody turns into zombies, right?
Yep, before the zombie apocalypse breaks out and end up like Walking Dead. Oh!
Walking Dead's good, man.
Yep. The bomb. It's B.A. as Mr. B.
Yes, sir. It's B.A., buddy. B.A. Man, this last episode on Sunday was pretty good, too, man.
The last episode?
Yeah, from Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
It was so B.A., man. You almost like B.A.'d in your pants.
Man, that's so ridiculous, bro.
Ridiculous as this new tablet case recognizes sign language and translates it into text for you.
A tablet case?
Tablet case, yeah. Not a tablet, but a tablet case that you put over most tablets. I said that they're going to make different size cases for different tablets. But you put it on, and the people that work behind the technology of the Leap Motion.
Uh-huh.
Remember, Leap Motion does those apps and those little tablet-like things for little kids?
Mm-hmm.
Remember Leap Motion Frog? What was that called? Leap Motion Frog?
Leap Frog?
Leap, yeah. Something. Yeah, I think it's the same people, but they're the ones that develop this case, and you just put it on, then with the app, you just do your sign language to the camera, then the tablet interprets it and translates it into text for you.
Man, that's cray-cray, bro. That's awesome.
The future, man.
Yes, sir. That's so sedunculous.
And the only thing is... just because they're raising money to help make it better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're saying for $499, a discounted rate, 200 selected backers will get a tablet and Uni case to try at home.
Ooh, crazy.
So I guess now they're just looking for people to try it and give it a whirl and try and work out all the bugs and all that just to make it as good as they can do it.
Yes, sir. So that way this could give the deaf people the power to live the lifestyle they would want to live.
Yes, sir.
Yo, and we think this is very powerful. I sure do. Crazy, man.
Yep.
That'd be awesome.
It says right now.
Totally awesome sauce.
Since it's in its early stages, it only recognizes 300 signs.
300 is good enough, though.
Should I know, yeah. Start?
How many do you know?
I don't know nothing.
All I know is I love you.
I love you. Yeah, that's just what the picture says, huh?
Yep, and the thumbs up.
So,
and
yep.
The one you give to those people, you just, oh, really want to, oh.
Flipping the bird?
Yep, flipping the J-birds.
Flipping the J-bird. When I was a young pup a long time ago,
uh-huh.
When I was small, we helped my uncle deliver some logs from the mountains.
Uh-huh.
So when we did that, we met this guy that helped us out a lot with cutting down the logs and just shaving them and just loading them up and delivering them. And the guy we met up there, the one that helped us, he was he could talk just a little bit, but he learned a lot of sign language. So when we were up there, this is when I was small. He taught us some sign language, and he taught us a lot because we would go up to the mountains and do the logs deliver logs for people. So when we did that, we were with him for quite a bit, for so many weekends in a row. And he taught, I think it was myself and my other cousin, he taught us a lot of stuff, but to this day I don't remember any of it.
Damn, what's the matter for you, Mr. B?
I think it's just like if you keep using it, then you just you remember it.
Yep, but yeah. You never kept using it.
But I never kept using it, no.
Yeah, I would have used it. Used it every day.
Use it every day,
what
yo.
What are you doing? Psst. You don't know?
I'm talking to myself.
You don't know? No, you don't know? you're not worthy. Get out of my face.
My face. That's what I said in my sign language.
Get out of my face. Get them fingers out of here.
I'm going to do the first sign language podcast. You can't even hear anything, huh? It's like 30 minutes of silence, and here you're talking sign language, and you can't even hear it.
all we hear is laughter.
It's laughter, yo.
A lot of giggling, a lot of grunting, a lot of moaning. I mean...
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Kidding. Hey.
And one of the...
Funny, man. Hey, you're making daddy too happy. Stop it.
Daddy. Who calls you daddy?
Everybody.
Everybody?
Everybody.
What about workers at Wells Fargo?
Workers at Wells Fargo better recognize daddy.
Wells Fargo likes Apple Pay so much, it'll pay you to try.
What?
You know Apple Pay? You just use the... When your phone gets close to one of those payments, one of those things you slide your cards in at the store.
Uh-huh.
When your phone gets close to it, it recognizes it, and then all you have to do is hold your thumb to the scanner. Then once it recognizes that it's you and your phone, then it'll pay for you automatically right there. But bam! So like real quick.
Through your Wells Fargo account?
You set up your credit card or whatever bank card with your phone, so that way when you go to the store, your phone just detects it and you just scan your finger and there you go, you pay for it.
With whatever bank? It's not just Wells Fargo's?
No, it's just not Wells Fargo, in any bank.
Oh, okay, so you could just have this app and you could have like B of A or Bank of Albuquerque or like Credit Union or something?
I guess not really any bank. It's just whatever banks. It's like most of the high-end banks, the big banks, like Bank of America, Wells Fargo. I don't know about those little banks like Bank of Albuquerque and those little ones. But so far...
Albuquerque's not small. Yeah, little.
So the bigger banks, they're already on board.
Hey, Credit Union's nationwide.
Probably some of the credit unions are using Apple Pay too.
Oh, that's cool though. So they pay you?
So Wells Fargo says if you link your Wells Fargo credit card, you'll get $20 back, and if you use your Wells Fargo debit card, then you're gonna get $10 back.
Oh, nice. So you get $30 back.
Yeah, you could get $30 back if you link both of your cards, your credit card and your debit card.
Damn.
Apple Pay, buddy. Apple Pay is the future. Just like Google Pay, Google Wallet.
It's the future.
Future, man.
Future. That's Craig Craig, my brother.
Craig Craig, yep. And one of the last story would be 10 best horror movies you can stream on Netflix this Halloween.
Ooh.
Number one, The Cabin in the Woods 2011 version. Have you seen that one?
Yes, sir. That was kind of trippy, especially at the end.
Yep. And just a real quick description. Five friends arrive at a secluded cabin with clear rules for the retreat, but when protocol is broken, punishment is swift and everyone will pay. Bam.
Pay.
Everyone will pay with their lives.
With their lives.
Number two, Let the Right One In, 2008. I've never seen
what
this one.
Said.
Oh. A 12-year-old victim of bullies in a town plagued by murder spends his time plotting revenge until he meets a misfit vampire who steals his...
Dun, dun, dun.
Number three.
Revenge is what it's all the way about.
Revenge is killer.
Straight up killer. Straight cold up. Blood killer. Cold hearted killer. Straight up killer.
What?
What?
Number three. Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn.
Oh, no, I don't think I've seen that.
Stranded in a cabin in the woods, Ash and his girlfriend accidentally invoke a spell that causes the Evil Dead to rise and kill this cult classic.
Cool. I gotta check it out. Seems like it's groovy.
And the guy that plays this is Bruce Campbell. That's why his name's Ash. I don't know if you guys all recognize the name Ash. Have you ever seen, no. Oh, what was that movie called?
Ash from Pokemon?
No. Is that guy's the guy
Pokemon. That, Ash and Pikachu.
Pikachu? Bruce Campbell. What was that movie called? I wonder if people...
I gotta see his face.
What was that movie called? I bet you right now the listeners are saying, this movie...
Come on, man, it's this movie. It's
Army,
that one.
Army of Darkness. Have you ever seen Army of Darkness?
No, Army of Darkness.
Everybody should, if you watch all those crazy funny movies, you should watch Army of Darkness. Watch it, Mr. Ian, watch it.
I've got to watch it. Army of Darkness?
Army of Darkness, yep.
Let me check it out right quick and put it into the movies to watch.
Movies to watch. And number four, The Host. It's a mutant creature has developed from toxic chemical dumping. When the monster scoops up the granddaughter of a snack bar owner, he races to save her. Can you hear you typing, buddy?
Oh, sorry, my bad. Okay, I'm done. Army of Darkness. Army or armies?
Army.
Oh, I put armies. Ooh, I would have been looking and like, they told me to look for this movie and I didn't find it.
Yep. Number five,
this guy.
Manhunter. Using his uncanny ability to get inside Psychopath's mind, former FBI agent Will Graham returns to action to hunt down a serial killer.
Oh, shit.
Number 6, Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer. Henry's heart is too hard for friendship to penetrate as a killer mentors dim-witted fellow killer Otis and seeks the affections of Otis's sister. What?
What?
Number 7, Night of the Living Dead, 1968 version.
I don't think I've seen the 1968.
This is a classic, too. As dead bodies return to life and feast on humans, a woman joins a band of survivors in a farmhouse trying to save themselves from the zombie hordes.
Oh, it's the original Walking Dead, son.
Yup, you got it. And number 8, Carrie, 1976 version.
Oh, I don't see that.
Outcast teen with telekinetic ability lashes out with her deadly power when the high school in-crowd torments her with a sick joke at the prom.
Suckers. Crazy jerks.
Mrs. B likes that movie, Carrie.
Oh, really?
Yup.
I don't know what my lady thinks of it.
Does she think number 9, Silence of the Lambs, is dumb?
No, I think that one was a good one.
FBI trainee Clarice Starling ventures into a maximum security asylum to pick the diseased brain of Hannibal Lecter, a psychiatrist turned cannibal.
Ooh, no.
And number 10, The Frighteners. This outlandish tale centers on shady psychic detective Frank Bannister, who uses his ability to communicate with the dead to boost his business.
Starring Michael J. Fox?
What?
Sittery asshole?
Sitterous, buddy, sitterous.
Sitterous?
Yup, yup. And from Twitter?
Cool.
From Twitter? Halloween movie, Hocus Pocus?
Hocus Pocus. My girlfriend loves that movie.
The Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown? Yeah. Edward Scissorhands?
Edward.
Casper.
Yeah, Casper.
Casper.
I'm a boy, son.
Yep, yep. And we got a question.
Question.
You ready?
Do it.
Do it, do it. If Ebola breaks out in Vegas, does it stay in Vegas?
Oh, that's a good one. That's good. I like that. I like that.
That's good, huh?
Yep. Yep. You made Daddy laugh on that one. Oh, that's cool, though.
Word.
Word, son.
And I guess Monday Night Football, Washington beat Dallas 20-17 in overtime.
In overtime, that's crazy. Hey, let's check the ones for Sunday.
Sunday. Let's see. Packers and Saints. Packers lost to the Saints 23-44.
Damn.
And Broncos. Broncos are still on a winning streak. They beat the Chargers 35-21. Bam, bam. And then
Cardinals
beat the Eagles 24-20.
Oh, get some.
Oh, son. And the Niners, they had a bye week, so they got that. They got a week off.
They got a week off. What about the Titans?
Titans. Where's the Titans at? Titans lost to the Texans 30-16.
Dang, it's all good. They're hanging in there.
And the Seahawks, they barely beat the Panthers 13-9.
Who mentioned the Seahawks? I did.
Seahawks. I know a lot of people that don't like the Seahawks. They want to see them lose.
See them lose!
They want to see them fly in the air and just go dive back down into the ground.
Want to fly up and nosedive.
And then I guess
hit
one of the...
Hit the dirt. Hit it!
Then one of the games...
Hit it up! I'm just kidding. Let's
redo
it.
One of the games was Patriots and Bears, 51-23. That was a crazy game. Just blowout, 51-23.
Crazy.
Is it crazy? Yep. Cool, buddy.
Yes, sir. How was your weekend, Mr. B?
It was good, man. Went to go see some family, spent time with family. Mrs. B and Lil B by my side and just eating. Spending time with family.
Chowing down and spending time with family.
Yep, it's good, man.
Nice. Same here. Me and my girls, we went to the Zubu.
Oh, Zubu. Was that good?
Yes, sir. We were out there 5 hours straight.
Oh, did you get a tan?
I did. Wearing a t-shirt without wearing a t-shirt.
wearing a net t-shirt?
I'm wearing a fishnet t-shirt.
Fishnet.
I was just kidding.
You got a tan with the... Looks like a bunch of holes on your body now. Bunch of red dots.
I look like a leopard.
Leopard, Mr. A. Leopard.
No, I'm just kidding. I cool, look cool. like a checkerboard.
Checkerboard.
I made my own shirt. No, I'm kidding. No, but no, it was cool though. My little girl, she had a blast, especially when we hit up the middle field where it has all that grassy area and that little stadium.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of activities and games right there, and she had a blast. She was running them down and playing all those games, just throwing bing bags left and right. She put kangaroos into pouches. She was running eggs here and there. She had fun. She had a lot of fun. Non-stop energy from start to finish.
Cool, cool. Tore it up.
Yes, sir.
Did she dress up?
Awesome. Huh?
Did she dress up?
Yeah, she dressed up. She was Sully.
Pretty good. Cool, cool.
Yep, yep. There was a lot of other Sullys there, too. Like, this family came with, like, three different Sullys all in the same family. And when my little girl walked past them, like, oh, look at that. It's a Sully reunion. The Sullys reunite.
Cool.
Yep. It was kind of funny, though, as we were passing by there, some of the other people that were walking around right there in that same area, they're all saying, which one? Pretty much mostly all of them were all saying that my little girl, her costume, their Sully.
Oh, okay.
It was like a Sully match-off.
Sully and match-off, we won, and son. You guys won.
We tore it up just by lip.
Cool, cool.
So it was real cool. Then we slept in all day Sunday and watched.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, Mr. A, 99 in the books, buddy.
99 already?
Yep.
Ow!
Yes, sir. All right, Mr. A.
Yes, sir.
Ninjas or pirates?
Ninjas, because I'm a ninja myself.
Oh, yeah. Mr. A.
Yes, sir.
Any last words for the Rock Pod listeners of Rock Pod Land?
Your life is a result of the choices you make. If you don't like your life, it's time to start making the better choices.